want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Let's Watch Stuff.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, Shaq suggested we call these things Let's Watches. So I guess we'll go with that. Yeah. So, and this is the first day in sequel week. It's fucking sequel week. It's a ballsy endeavor, which we will end up killing each other over.
Especially Pudge.
Oh, God, we're going to fucking murder him.
I'm stabbing him in my thoughts right now.
Yeah, so, from today, which at this post will be Monday the 19th, to the Friday, which is the 23rd, we'll be posting a Let's Watch of a sequel. Just any sequel we want. We've chosen 5 sequels. So today, we will be starting with Tron Legacy. This was released just last year, starring Garrett Hedlund, Olivia Wilde, and Jeff Bridges.
The main character, I just want to point out that he was in the movie Friday Night Lights and Troy, and he was awesome in both of those movies, mm-hmm. along with this movie, too.
Yes, and Garrett Hedlund is going to be in the new Akira.
Got nothing.
Bobby?
That could go well.
Yeah, but it also has Kristen Stewart as K.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, this is a sequel, obviously, to the original Tron, which is kind of held high in nerd esteem, even though it's kind of boring.
Yeah, you talking about the first movie?
Yeah, the original Tron.
Yeah, yeah, the first movie, the plot to it is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, like, the plot is ridiculous, but, you know, that kind of goes to the territory of being sci-fi.
I just have to appreciate the fact that they're wearing fluorescently painted hockey gear.
Yeah. These guys should have Bowers. Okay, so, Tron Legacy. Myself and Bovi are watching this on VLC Media Player, but Pudge is watching it on Netflix.
I'm Shax.
Okay, Shax is watching it on Netflix. Sorry,
Pudge is dead. I stabbed him. Yeah,
I have Pudge on the brain.
And I'm apparently watching it telepathically.
Yes, Ninja Kitty's here. Fuck. Okay, so, yeah, nice, I forgot to go through our... Okay, so yeah, also, this Let's Watch is brought to you by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/thestoreprod to sign up for a free 14-day trial and get a free audiobook. Also, Busted Tees, click the link in the description to buy stuff. We also have our own thing to buy stuff, and we have a Rocket Hub. Donate money, help us make this better.
Please?
Yes, please. Please and thank you. You know, go talk to your grandma, ask for some more Christmas money. You know, kids, beg your parents for credit cards. Parents beg your banks for loans. Okay, so, yeah. So, I, of course, am your host, Dead Man. Join me today as per usual, Bovi.
Hey.
Shax.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
Okay, so, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So we have lights.
And space.
So it's like the start of a Dead Mouse show.
See,
that's the coolest looking Disney logo I've ever seen.
Yeah, see, what they need is the dubstep Disney theme going behind that.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Yes. The grid. He's just good at light cycle game.
I'm surprised they haven't made one.
Someone has. There's like flash games out there of light cycles. That looks cool, but I'm just wondering, like, It'd be a lot cooler if that was actually just hanging off the side of some building.
Yeah.
Tron Corp.
Yes. Tron, it's Tron Corp, makers of light discs. And
it should be like blink, blink, blinkety blink.
'1989, hell yeah.
Before you guys were born.
Yeah.
This kid has to be almost my age.
Yeah. I wonder if, like...
Where's this hockey gear?
I wonder if, like, the users could actually... I wonder if, like, the programs ever got out of the thing they could, like, sue the... They could sue the users. Like, they could sue Flynn, because, like... Like, he made... Because he based, like, his entire fortune off of their life.
What year was the first Tron movie made in?
I think like mid-80s. I think like mid to late '80s. I don't know. I don't know the exact year.
Before 1989.
That is a cool globe back there by his telescope. That is cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, what they did with the space here just always creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah,
Tron was made in 1982.
Yeah, okay. Oh, early 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, like just with like the face, like the young Kevin Flynn in the Clue, just like kind of uncanny valley on his face.
It's really creepy looking, but I think this is the future of movies. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, there's huge stars that are going to be able to keep making movies as long as they keep doing stuff like this.
Yeah, it is cool, and like I can see this being really good, but we just need them to like advance the tech so it actually looks not really creepy.
Yeah. I mean, that looks pretty real.
Yeah, it's kind of in the eyes.
Yeah, well, and like the way he just talked, like. There wasn't much form to his lips.
Yeah, there's just that level of disconnect between like what they're saying and their emotion.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be really good for action stars like I said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, someone who doesn't have to really act. You know, you're not going to be able to like laugh and cry in a movie with, you know, like something dramatic.
Yeah, somebody just comes on and says, "Hasta la vista, baby."
Yeah, I mean, that's all you really need it for.
Yeah. And plus, like, it could be used for really cool stuff with, like what they do with Captain America and, like, Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Although, notably, it looks better than a lot of aging makeup that gets done.
Oh, yeah. Was like, there a love interest in the original Tron for Flynn?
I don't remember.
Like I said, the original Tron, the plot was very poor, like...
Like, the ending of it was just kind of like, hey, Bruce Bock's not there.
Like, from beginning to end, once the movie's done, you're like, why was any of this at all done before or after they got out of Tron? Mm-hmm. Or out of the, you know, the network or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is Endcom supposed to sound like Edron? Is that what they were going for?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just supposed to be, like, a company.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but right there where he's, like, yelling out on that microphone, but his facial appearance is still exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what you know, we were talking about with, like, that technology needs to go somewhere more than where it is now. It looks creepy.
Yeah.
But what were you saying about the Enron? Enron?
Encom. I think it's just, like, a generic company name. You're like, two syllables, ends in M.
Right.
Now we got some Daft Punk music. I love the soundtrack for this movie.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's Daft fucking Punk.
I've never really been a fan of theirs, but I've never really listened to their music either.
They're pretty good. Yeah, they're the French robots.
this is the part of the movie where they show you he has motorcycle skills, so that it makes sense that he wins on a light cycle.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's so good he turns the light off. Oh, look at that. He can jump.
I don't understand why he turned his light off right there.
So that the cop couldn't see where his headlight was aiming. Because she would have seen that he went down. Or he. Yeah. Whichever the cop is.
I mean, it really, it kind of doesn't make sense being that the cop's behind him and all he has to watch is the taillight.
But you can still see where your blaring headlight will reflect off.
Yeah.
Ducati.
I just want to point out that the streets are wet, and I read somewhere once a long time ago that actually in movies that they do that for nighttime scenes so that the light from that they use for lighting the movie set will glare off the ground and give even more light to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you ever notice in movies, a lot of times the nighttime scenes are wet, and it's because, you know, it's supposed to give the look of, like, it just rained or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it just happens so often.
That is a big ass door.
That is a big door.
As if we didn't actually notice it was a big door. He had to tell us.
Yeah. That's the joke.
That's pretty good for a non-profit organization, right?
Yeah, but NCOM's not a non-profit organization.
I thought that was the whole thing. That's why he's doing this.
It started it. It's still a company.
Right. No, okay, yeah. But, like, what they don't make money off of, like, what they're about to try making money off of.
Yeah. They're not supposed to. Like, before, like, it was kind of freeware stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get to. Now, that guy's the original Tron, right?
Yep, Bruce Boxleitner. The douchebag hipster son of the douchebag British guy who ran the company in the first movie.
Yeah.
But seriously, Cillian Murphy looks...
Hipsters.
Yes, Cillian Murphy looks as hipster as humanly possible in this movie.
I feel like he doesn't have a big enough... part in this movie. Like, I think he's really talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is talented. I just... Like, what part would you have him play in this movie? Like, would you just have him as, like, another one of, like another Sark?
Oh, I mean, I think he's perfectly fine in this. I mean, the part that he does play, I mean... I'm just saying, I wish his part was more involved, I guess.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, really, this is about to be it, this little part that he has here. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like a joke that people make for Microsoft Windows?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I was like, we're making profit. We're trying to make a profit. You may never have heard of it. Yeah. Like, come out! I'm not scared of you. Wasn't even aiming his taser at him.
No.
I was like, breathe.
Oh, look at the little puppy.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit ahead of us.
Am I?
Yeah.
God damn it, Jax.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like...
There, I paused it for a second.
Okay.
I'm at 11:43.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Shit's gone peer to peer. I think like Microsoft actually did release a. I think Microsoft released a commercial like a little while ago about like a giant computer table.
It'd be cool to have.
Hmm.
He's like, I know who did it.
Yeah, of course. He's Bruce Boxleitner. He knows everything. He's the world's beefiest nerd.
Nom, 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 nom.
Or is he looking down?
Does he think Dad is in hell?
Either that or he named his dick Dad.
That this guy does not get to pay enough money that he would do this.
Yeah. Ta-da! Extreme!
We could have never done that part. That was a little much.
Yeah.
Like, dude, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
My thought is, how do you plan it so far as to have a parachute, but then fuck up and trip a laser?
Yeah. No free rides. Like,
then turn on the meter and bill me!
I gotta imagine a taxi driver being, like, whatever they are in New York, as crazy as they are, he would be swerving all over the road.
Yeah. Like, if this actually was New York, he wouldn't be able to swerve all over the road.
But he sure the fuck would try, I think.
Yeah.
He could be crazy.
It's like swerving so hard that people go flying in the fucking, they're in Center City.
Oh. Is that DC?
What?
Isn't there a Center City in DC?
I have no fucking clue.
Huh.
I don't know anything about geography.
No, I'm talking about DC Comics.
Center City. Oh, Center City. There might be. Does sound familiar, now you mention it.
He is the greatest place in the world. I want to live there.
Yeah, but it's like, I bet the internet shit out there.
It'd be worth it. I don't know. I love that whole scenery and everything.
Well, not very many people drink straight Coors. Like, I've bartended before. It's always Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors is very, very old school. Like,
the last time I actually saw Coors in a movie was in Cobra.
Right?
And Coors and Pepsi.
I think that's the last time Coors was popular was back then.
So I'm just like surprised. Like, what would he do before?
What do you mean?
Like he says, the annual prank on the company. So if that was this year's. So if that was this year's prank. What was last year's?
Yeah.
And how do they not expect him doing it?
Yeah.
I got a picture of last year's was the exact same thing, but this time it was the video of the dog pissing on a fire hydrant.
You can't change science.
Or religion.
Yes.
Not your face. Not that face, not yours.
Okay, Kitty, you really need to stop doing the your face jokes.
Make me.
Make your mom.
So if you want me to stop making face jokes, you have to make him stop making your mom jokes.
But that's the thing.
I miss arcades.
I do.
Oh God, so do I.
Yeah, just go in there with like a pocket knife and like scratch in the unlock codes for like Melina in Mortal Kombat 3.
your idea of arcade is, I think, somewhat vaguely different than mine.
I was just like some kid, like he's like candy, just standing there like a bandeezy. Like playing more, like playing nothing but like Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, just like whooping everybody's ass and playing for quarters. You know, winner stays, loser pays.
Well, you say, I miss arcades, I miss playing Mortal Kombat. I'm thinking, I miss arcades, I miss games like Dragon's Lair.
I have Dragon's Lair.
I miss Pac-Man.
Warlords.
So do I. I also miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man was great. Yeah, but just like that the billboard on top of like the arcade a little while, like a couple seconds ago, that explains some things to me, because like that thing, it said Space Paranoids, then Tron. And in Kingdom Hearts 2, you actually go into Tron universe, but they call it Space Paranoids.
Hmm.
And that is the sound of nostalgia.
Yeah. I would have. It's like, I thought it would have been a lot more realistic if they started playing Pac-Man Fever by Buckner and Garcia.
I think that probably would have been a good fit. Perhaps. Well, it might have been had to do with, you know, they're going with something old. You know, like first movie was in 82. I don't know. Well, no, he didn't disappear until 89. So yeah. This is an awesome song.
Yeah, Journey, right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, someday love will find you. It's the one Tron machine. It's a light cycle blur. It's a light cycle race.
That would be a fun little a browser game to play.
Yeah, it is out there. Like, I'm pretty sure they're like, oh, like set. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that like someone made some browser-based, non-copyright infringing white cycle game.
Right.
Love will find you. I love Journey.
A secret passage behind the Tron machine.
Yes, the very skinny secret passage.
Yeah.
And it's. Secret passage that draws attention to itself by the fact that the Tron machine will not accept your quarter.
Yeah, no shit.
That automatically goes back into place.
Your secret passage should not draw attention to itself like that.
Yes.
Hoping maybe that's something he put in, like, after he shut down that building.
I think that was the idea. Yeah, because, like...
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know, like, it'd be a lot cooler to, like, put the quarter in, and you put, like, the Konami code, and, like, the floor falls out from underneath you. And all of a sudden, you fall into Contra. And then that leads to the computer with the digitizing ray. Like, this movie was actually the first movie I ever saw in 3D.
Really?
Yeah. So like, and the 3D was actually really good. It was, like, really subtle.
Well, good job at taking a long time to see a movie in 3D.
Dude, I've been poor for a while.
Well, hey, look, in your defense, I was around in the 80s when 3D movies were popular, and I still have never seen a 3D movie.
Yeah. Actually,
I've missed the boat twice now.
Yeah, actually, like Sly Cooper 3 was in 3D. Like Sly Cooper, Sly Cooper 3 had like specific areas where you could go and put on like the cyan and red glasses, and then play the game in really stupid 3D.
That's weird.
Try Journey.
Backdoor. Backdoor Hussies 69.
Yeah.
Well, Dad, it's still not hard to figure out your passwords.
Just had to look at your recent searches.
Yes. AsianCumsDumpster.org. Smart move, kid. Okay, that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Is that digitization looked way more awesome than the original one?
Well, yeah, it did, but you got to at least, you know, be like, it was 1982. What could they do?
Yeah, true, but
I mean, this whole world looks amazingly better.
Yeah, it looks fucking insane.
Than anything they did in the original.
Yeah, because this has been like Flynn has gone in, done some time, wrote some code, actually made a world.
Yeah.
You know, with hex grids.
When this movie was first about to come out, they're like kept showing trailers for it and stuff, and like everything has like lines around it or through it and stuff like that for like their costumes and stuff, and that's what was glowing. Yeah. I thought that was how the original looked. And then when I went back to watch the original and seen like, no, their outfits just were glowing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, that's way different than I thought I remembered it being.
Yes, and we had just talked over the introduction of the first recognizer.
Sorry. I didn't know they were important.
Yeah, you fucking recognizers.
Well, it's a commentary track. I don't think people expect us to be polite and let them hear everything.
Well, I mean, if we were, we would have just shut up and watched the movie.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't be interesting at all.
Yeah.
And then it'd be just watching the movie with us breathing.
Yeah.
You hear Shax's mouth breathing, some chips being eaten.
It's me getting up to go take a piss. Why does that guy have weird Japanese techno glitter gloss?
Yeah. What's your problem? Holy shit.
That is a sick hood. I want that hood.
That's a cool look.
I would love a Tron jacket. Just like I thought it was like a really stupid neon strip. But I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Just walk around with that.
Right. I believe BioWare sells hoodies that look like the N7 armor for Mass Effect.
Yeah, they do.
They're actually really cool looking. I think more game developers should sell clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Valve does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a good way to make more money.
That guy has terrible hair. That guy right there.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe that's why he killed himself.
Yeah.
Oh god, his hair is so...
My hair!
oh god, his hair is so terrible. I don't want anybody to see me being a mic second like this. Oh god, no.
He's probably like, fuck you, man. This is how it was designed when the coding was done.
Yeah. It's like, this scene right here, like when it had like the light blowing up, like how the light stuff blowing up, it kind of reminded me of Undercover Brother.
Alright.
They're just like that one bit in the barbershop.
I don't remember that movie.
Despite how, you know, embarrassing it is that I've seen that movie, it's been a long time since I've seen it, so I don't remember it that well.
Undercover Brother is awesome. Hi, ladies.
They're so hot.
Yeah. But that would be painful. Like if they just, like, if they just, like, use the fingers at the wrong time.
I would have been like, yeah, take it off. Whoa, wait, what's this? Yeah. I thought we were partying.
It's like, yo, ladies, where are you going? This party's just getting started, baby.
That was so unneeded.
He's a user.
We don't need the movie to tell us that he's different when we know he's different.
That's kind of cool. Just like that'd be kind of cool. Like dress yourself like that. Just like put on like a chest plate, and all of a sudden your clothes grow out of it.
That'd be cool. I think the identity disc thing being on the back is a horrible idea.
Yeah, because, like, it's their weapon, too, so...
Yeah, that should be on the front. Or like there's on the, no protection
yeah,
to it on the back.
Yeah, or, like, on the side or something. You just, like, have it, like, on your thigh or something, so you can just, like, go...
Anywhere other than the bag. That is just the worst place for it. I mean, it's your ID. It's like if your wallet, you just hung it on your bag.
Those ladies do a good job of not really blinking.
Wow, those are blue eyes.
Yeah. They seem they got digitally bluified.
Or they used contacts.
No, like when they put on the disc, like you turn the disc, it's loading, then his eyes blink blue.
Yeah. He's different.
Yeah. He's a game genie. That'd be kinda cool to see if you could actually like bring a game genie into the game grid.
That'd be awesome.
It's like, oh yeah? Well, discs don't hurt me. Why? Game genie.
It's like go in there like just like start flipping dip switches like, yo dude, you can't jump. It's like combat codes for Mortal Kombat. It's like hit high kick. Like high kick throw will be encouraged. What were they chanting?
I don't know.
Disc war.
A disc war. God, I fucking love the music in this movie.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
What up, bitches? What up? I'm just wondering, how does the disc not cut him when they catch it?
It's your identity disc. Your own disc doesn't cut you.
Yeah.
True.
Take that.
Okay, I'll buy that.
What does the helmet do?
Nothing.
Yeah, really. That's what I was kind of thinking.
So they don't get glass shards in their eye?
Their own glass shard from their own body when it just separates?
No, so you don't get chunks of the other guy in your eye.
Yeah, it's
like, even though it's across the map.
It's like, oh, I got some voxels in my eye.
I thought it automatically repaired itself. That's what it was doing?
It does it for the walls and stuff, but not the ground.
Yeah. The original movie had something similar to that, but I don't think it was with discs, though.
No, it was with the weird, like, lacrosse tossing things.
Yeah. Alright, calm down, kid. Jesus. You think he'd ever won anything in his life before?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that kid from the arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it!
I'm just wondering, how long is a cycle in real-world time?
I don't know.
It's always weird when they have. It's always weird when they have like a time scale like people invent their own time scale.
Yeah, kind of like Star Wars with 12 parsec.
Even though parsecs is a unit of distance. See, that just threw a wrench in your whole theory.
Damn it!
I flee.
Maybe hands are immune?
Yeah. He's being really ballsy for being in a place he's not only never been before, but he's never even seen before.
Final round.
Fight!
Fight!
So, all these people are programs.
Yeah.
Who designed the programs in order... Like, because they've done something that's against the law, right?
And no, like the programs, every single program is just gained sentience.
Yeah.
Like this is the internet right here.
It does get explained a little bit further in the movie, a little bit better.
Hmm. Just sit here playing with the ball. Play with my balls. Shake my balls, you break dance.
Even if it hit him, he wouldn't explode, would he?
No, you get hit, you get derezzed. Well, actually, no, since he's not a program, he wouldn't derez.
Well, he's on the grid, so yeah, he would. That's how things die there.
Yeah, but everything else, when it gets hit, it just like voxels come out. When he gets hit, he bleeds. You'll see.
Yeah, he's not a program.
What up? Yes.
Well, I guess that's an advantage for him.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's like, what the fuck, man? I just hit you. Why aren't you just derezzing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they have the face shields.
Yeah. We don't want to mess up that perta face.
Oh.
Yeah, see, he's bleeding. Programs don't bleed. We want voxels. It's a pretty sick cloak.
Reminds me of Zero from Lucian of the Rebellion.
I like how everyone just got quiet.
It's like, Flynn? Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
If there was music there, it would have been a great place for a bass drop. My name is Stan Flynn. Boom! On the grid, bitch. Yes.
Shouldn't he know that?
I don't know. But I didn't expect the grid to be a hex grid.
What up?
Yeah, the head was moving a little too much there.
Don't look at me. Yeah, like, you're on this on your own.
He's like, don't you fucking look at me.
Three for three.
Ooh, swing and a miss. That's true. That's possible.
For one.
No, just... I was doing a reverse thing.
Yeah.
I was doing a reverse empire. We put him in one of our sex pits.
Yeah, he's on a porn site now.
Yeah. Like, we uploaded him to Hustler. Oh, dear God, no.
Look at all the donkeys.
Yeah. Those are some pretty sick fireworks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Apparently, they don't like users.
Yeah, Clue, Clue made everyone believe that users are evil or something. Like, users abandoned them. Well, at least now it's an actual grid, not a hex grid.
Maybe my voice cracks like I'm in high school again.
Yeah.
Ooh. Maybe every time I talk, my voice gets higher by the end of it. That doesn't make sense. He's been waiting a long time to race against Sam Flynn?
He's been waiting a long time to kill Flynn.
But he's not Flynn, so it just doesn't make sense that he's saying that to him.
He's a Flynn.
I guess. That's still ridiculous.
I just like hearing you talk.
I just want to say right now that this guy looks like an absolute asshole.
Yeah.
I like how he's kind of like backing away from them, like, ugh, don't touch me, user.
Not that.
Yeah, we get it. You know what they're gonna say.
Yeah, he was in True Blood.
Really?
Yeah, he played like an evil psycho rapist vampire.
Does he look normal? I mean.
Yeah, he looked like a dude. He looked like a kind of pale dude. That is awesome. You know, like, the wheels in the new... Yeah, it's like, The wheels on the new lights, yeah, the wheels on the new light cycles look kind of like the Dyson Airblade fan.
Do you know you can actually buy a light cycle now?
You can? Seriously?
It's electric.
Is it an actual light cycle? Like, do they actually do this?
Well, no, it doesn't do it doesn't do that. But it lights up and it drives.
Light cycles have come a long way, seeing that now you don't have to just take, right angles.
Yeah.
Or 90-degree angles.
Yeah. Wait till the, electric light cycles, do they have that? Can they make the walls?
Yes, they can make the walls.
That would be awesome, just, driving down, the fucking 401, just walls, just put walls everywhere.
I want the rest of the movie to be this.
So that's the entire movie, just one extended light cycle battle?
Yeah. I just love this scene. I loved it in the original, too.
Yeah, the original was really good.
We keep calling it the original when we probably shouldn't, because it's not like this is a remake.
No, it's the first Tron.
Yeah.
This is just a really late sequel.
Yeah.
Which, you know what, I like better than the idea of the remake. Better to do a really late sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what, usually I would complain about a late sequel, because late sequels are usually bad. Mm-hmm. But, everything about, this is just a better movie, and, just the graphics are so good. It's I'm glad they waited, because it looks so awesome.
Yeah, it does. So, wait, are those speed pickups, or...
I don't know, but they're beeping.
Yeah. Is that nitro, or are those power-ups? I got the blue shell. You hit all of them, you get the lightning bolt. What up?
He's like, yep, alright, but I'm gonna go my own way.
Yeah.
It's funny how they never discuss a strategy, though.
I know!
Just, we gotta work together. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. And then he just goes in a totally different direction.
Hey, it works.
But it works. Fuck us for making fun of it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a user. For all we know, he's telepathic in this universe.
Ooh, could be.
Dumbass.
Uh-oh.
I'm good. Oh, I'm a stick.
It's interesting. I wonder why he, did that with the wall.
I don't know. Maybe so, he doesn't actually, kill him. Jeff Bridges. Oh, you hurt my motorcycle.
He does have another one now, though. Somewhere.
Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
But screw trying to use it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take on this light cycle head on.
Yeah. Figure that light cycle with a light truck.
The crowd does not like that.
Yeah.
This whole time, we should have been talking like announcers to a game.
Yeah.
Well, dude, man, it looks like the crowd didn't like that scene.
Oh, Shax, it seems like we have some new competitors in the arena.
Yeah. Yes, Bovia sure does, and they look like they're hot on the trail for Sam Flynn.
Yeah. Oh, that's a dirty move right there.
I think he just did a barrel roll.
Ooh, illegal use of mines there. Ooh, but Resler's back in the game.
Smooth move with the light cycle there.
Yeah.
Can we get a replay on that one?
Yeah. I'm just wondering why light cycles have rubber burn.
because it's cool, I guess.
By the way, they do that annoying thing in this movie where they try to hide the fact that she's a girl.
Not really.
They already know.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't really, like, do that because, you know, you could see her boobs when she was standing on the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. They hide her face and they change her voice, but you can see her boobs. So, you know she's a girl.
No, they're trying to hide who she was, not what gender she was.
I guess so, but I don't know why.
Well, because like, I don't know, like, hiding her identity from, like, the actual, like, people? Like, Cleveland people?
I would actually say that they are more likely trying to hide a gender than they are who she is in terms of trying to make you think that it's actually his father, seeing we already know that the other guy is Clue.
Yeah, but...
And it's kind of used to make Sam go have a, you know, short little shocked expression when he sees it's a chick. Like, what?
Like, oh, I'm not good at talking to you. I missed my pants.
It's like, oh, no, lady. Alfred, two to the Batcave.
Yeah.
I want to light up elevator floor.
And yeah. I want to light up everything. God damn.
Yeah. Fuck that last apartment. I want to live here.
Yeah. Much better view. You got huge tech shit everywhere.
Yeah, his view is a lot better.
You got a pixel meditating pad on the floor.
Oh, man. It'd be so cool.
Yeah. But make it all black light. Damn it, is it more of those fucking Jehovah's Witnesses? I told you, Cora, don't bring them back here.
I mean, I keep telling them, I'm God, so they can't discuss religion with me.
Jeff Bridges. And this goes to further my theory that the beards are the sources of all good in the world. No, seriously, good Jeff Bridges has a beard, evil Jeff Bridges doesn't.
And? Is that your only example? I thought maybe you hit more.
No, Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is the be-all and end-all of beard morality. And somehow he managed to get, like, fucking hippie bee bracelets inside the net. Like, you just, like, stop by an Etsy storefront and grab those?
Well, he is wearing clothes, so...
Yeah, but those are digital clothes. Yeah, those are, like, digital clothes. That more, like, maybe normal...
He's also the god of this world.
Yeah, maybe he digitized beads.
He digitized his own hippie wrist beads?
Sure. I don't understand. Like, there's stuff. There's, like, books in the background there.
From audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/desktopprocess.com free 14-day trial and get a free audiobook.
Jeff Bridges did it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if it's good enough for Jeff Bridges, it's damn well good enough for you. Yeah, I'll be right back. I have to piss.
Thank you.
Just picture that. Picture Jeff Bridges' face pissing.
His face pissing.
Yes.
Just what movie? Yellow stuff coming in. Hopefully yellow.
Did you say hopefully yellow?
Well, there might be red. He is kind of old.
Or green. I hope it's not green. Or brown.
What? I'm gonna look up real quick what movie she just played in recently. Because I could have sworn I'd just seen a movie that she was in. The change up.
Okay. Do you think that the water there operates on a hex grid?
Maybe.
No, it's all done with like a cycling texture. Coated by Naughty Dog.
They did so much makeup on her face, but they didn't even touch her shoulders.
Yeah.
There's such a much darker color than her face. It's really weird. Despite the fact it doesn't look like there's much sun there, so I don't know how to explain that.
That looks like a package of cocaine on top of that one book there.
It probably is. Jeff Bridges probably just had it on set.
Yeah.
Forgot about it.
They're just, like, fuck, we gotta leave it in now.
What? We're filming? Oh, okay. Oh.
So what she just said, like, oh, I love Jules Verne, do you know him? Yeah. What's he like? Just, she lives on the internet. She couldn't have, like, wiki searched him to find out he's dead?
There doesn't seem to be really, and I don't know.
That was a pointless shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
What are they drinking?
This is cocaine, I think.
Yeah. What are they drinking, though?
I don't know, but it looks awesome.
Coke like, era absinthe. Coke mixed with heroin mixed with absinthe.
Maybe you put a little Kool-Aid in it, and then that's what makes the glow.
Mixed with blueberry Powderade.
I mean, that has to be something that's done in post-production, I think, to make it look like it's glowing.
Yeah. Or
and if it is, it looks cool.
Or they just have like a little tiny light at the bottom of it. They just make it, it just like shines up.
Oh, yeah.
Or it could be something that's slightly fluorescent, and they have like a UV light just shining above them a little bit.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could have like black lights in there and have black lights work correctly, because then they could just put like... We used to put, like, the stuff from highlighters into, like, liquor bottles with water, and then put it underneath the black light, and you would see that stuff, like, float around and have, like, a kind of glowingness to it. It's kind of cool looking. Maybe they did something, I don't know, along those lines. It's always amazing with movies whenever I watch, like, the making of, and you hear about, like, the cheapest way that they, like, everything they do, they want to do cheaply.
Of course.
So, like, you they're like, oh, yeah, so what we did is this, and we used trash bags. And it's like, really? Like, you automatically think that, like, oh, they must have done something cool. And it's always like, no, they just did something cheap.
Yeah. But it's still really cool, like, how they managed to, like, get, like, a really good-looking special effect for, like, $5 and it took to Home Depot.
Right, exactly. It's always amazing.
Yeah. Okay, it's kind of weird, the vignetting around the side right in this scene.
Yeah.
Doesn't look quite right for Tron.
Yeah, just weirdly weird Bruce Boxleitner.
I love those jackets, though. How they still have the glow strip, but they still look, awesome.
Yeah. Yes, I did. No. Yes. They grew out of my cocaine. I mean, like, it already looks all pixely. Why does it need a vignette around the side of it?
Yeah, I guess they just want to make sure that the people watching the movie know that this is kind of like a backstory or something.
A flashback?
A flashback, yeah.
Like we can't tell.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, but they could have done it with just the vignetting or just the pixely look to it. That fire looks badass. He's the fucking dude.
Yeah.
Come on, he's a dude.
I'm surprised there isn't a bowling alley in his new place.
You fuckers.
Oh, shoot, he gone evil.
How can you tell?
Oh, just a feeling. What up? Well, go Tron. You can't corrupt a user. Well, digitally you can anyway.
Well, I think he's insane, so he's saying he's been corrupted when really Clue is the corrupted one.
Yeah. No, Clue said Flynn was corrupted.
No, yeah, I know, but I'm saying is he probably believes Flynn is corrupted when it's really Clue that got corrupted.
Oh.
He's just insane.
I want that coat.
And the crowd goes wild!
Wahoo! Eisels are dead! Well, if you have the right tools, you're going to be safe from the inside. And since you are technically God. What's the point of that wall?
I don't know. To look pretty?
It keeps out rain and outside wind, but allows through Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, but Garrett Hedlund managed to go through it. So did Olivia Wilde. Were they just allowed through because they were within the vicinity of Jeff Bridges?
Yes, they were within the effective range of Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed Jeff Bridges' like identity disk is white. So does that mean that you can get like customizable colors for your ID disk?
I think he's the lone person, because he's also the only one wearing white.
Yeah, like, if you're a user, can you, like, have, like, interchangeable faceplates for your ID disk? Like, I got a Gears of War 3 ID disk.
He's God. He's probably like, I want white, bitches, and I'm the only one that's gonna have white, because I'm God.
Yeah, but if more users... if more users went in there, you could, like, go as, like... It's like, mine's covered in Chinese characters. This one stands for courage. It's like, I got mine covered in tribal tats. I got a camo one. Mine's made of rainbows.
Uh-oh.
That's a very tiny pool.
That's really fishes. Uh-oh.
How do pagers work? Was that like...
Does Jules Verne have a pager?
was paging like 90s texting? Well, bitch, war games.
Would you like to play a game?
It's like, the only way to win is not to play. How about a nice game of chess?
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
Hangman?
It's been a long time since I've seen War Games.
I think he does say chess, though, at one point.
Yeah. Like, what? Would you like to play some chess? How about global thermonuclear war? Are you sure you wouldn't like to play chess?
War Battleship.
God damn, that's a movie we should do.
Yeah, well, it's not even out yet.
What do you mean?
Battleship is not out. Oh, I thought you were talking about War Game. I thought you were talking about Battleship. Yeah.
War Games.
Yeah, War Games. We should do War Games.
Fuck Battleship.
I kind of want to see that. Like, Alexander Skarsgård is in it. As well as Liam Neeson.
Oh.
He plays the captain of one of the battleships.
At some point, he's going to say, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
I love the way a plan comes together.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, I'm thinking, goddamn, I get him mixed up with,
Leonard Nimoy?
Spock, yeah. I always do that with their names.
Yeah, the cable out here sucks.
I think you should consider how hot I find you.
Yeah. I think you should consider Zip.
Program.
Yeah. It's like, do some quick recoding.
I'm going to bake coding.
It's like, now you're a porn program.
And uploading the nude skin?
Yeah. It was actually this funny video that was put out by Break. It was called Tron Jeremy. It was like, what if Ron Jeremy was in Tron Legacy?
Oh, God.
All right, so we gotta upload this in a MetaB. Her bangs are weird.
Yeah, they're crooked, and it drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. What drives me nuts is that as the movie goes on, they start changing the way they're crooked.
Like from one side to the other?
Yeah. Load this into your Metabot. He'll lead the way. How much better do you think this movie would be if it had Metabots in it?
What 1,000,000%.
It had like MetaB and others that because the only one I really remember right now is MetaB. So Jeff Bridges' dreams in negative. That must have been painful sleeping with that thing on your back.
Yeah, especially since he's clearly sleeping on his back.
Mm-hmm.
You think you could take it off to sleep? I mean, it sounds like it has to be on your back.
Mm-hmm. At the Gen 1 light cycle?
In some ways, I kind of think it's cooler looking. It just needs to have more glow to it.
Yeah. It needs to have more neon.
You know, he could have easily used the one that they wouldn't have noticed, but no, I have to take the fast one that my father built.
Mm-hmm. I have to take the one with his ID code built into it.
Yeah, because he still has that other one, doesn't he? That he got from the guy in the...
Yeah, he does.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah, now he's wearing black. With a black ID disc.
So apparently his ID disc is all important, but the faceplates on them completely not needed.
Yes. It's like cell phones. Like, the SIM card is the important part. That's a weird umbrella.
Isn't she one of the chicks that dressed them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just mentioned that.
Oh, did they? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh my god, you touched me.
See? Could have easily used the other one and there wouldn't have been any trouble for anybody.
But no, he had to be fancy. He's the real hipster. Now he's the Phantom. We ride. We need to pick up some milk or some cheese. I think I'm out of batteries. Also, you get some new porn.
Some porn star.
And no cute posing in front of a camera does not count.
So, damn it, I'm. Damn it, I've run that track enough times to know it inside and out. God, those guys look like the shittiest bouncers ever.
Yeah, but they packed their strength up to like 500.
Oh, Daft Punk. They flip the dip switches that give their opponents like 25% health.
How exactly do these programs having sex work?
It's ones into zeros. Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen, he's just awesome.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of like Simon Pegg character from that one Doctor Who episode.
Yeah.
I wonder how programs get drunk. Like when the programs get drunk, do they just crash?
Good one.
I can't tell if that was sarcastic or not.
You're not meant to know.
I want those stairs. She's a Photoshop program. I wonder if there is actually just like Photoshop in here. Like, it's like run into a thing. It's like, I'm Windows Media Player. It's like you run into someone like, hey, I'm Audacity. Like, hey, I'm Audacity.
Really? So you can play back anything I say? Really? So you can play back anything I say? Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, now that's just getting annoying.
Hey, that's just getting annoying.
Shut the fuck up!
Cozy.
Those floors would be a bitch to clean. Like you
yeah,
spill.
He's God. He can just destroy the dust.
I mean, like I mean, like if there was something like that in real life.
Oh. You make a point.
Yeah.
Actually, good question. Is there dust on the grid?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like there's dirt and everything. You didn't see like dust getting kicked up when they were driving.
Yeah, there was.
Come on, asshole.
It's like,
there has to be dust from Jeff Bridges' cocaine.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they were driving that big, like, four-wheeler into the base, there was a bunch of dust that was behind their vehicle, and it all just magically came off the tires and poofed out once they got inside the building. I noticed that. I was looking at the tires, and like, they're perfectly clean. What the hell?
Yeah,
it's just a texture effect.
Yeah, it's just pre-canned animations of dust being kicked up. You think he'd be able to, you think Jeff Bridges would be able to code a real apple?
Maybe he didn't want to.
Maybe he has a thing against apples.
What's with the hair in the bag?
Yep, it's the 80s, dude. Like, party up, like business up front, party in the back.
Has that little, like, fucking whoop.
It has that little mullet squirrel up.
Oh, so because the other asshole can knock shit over, you feel you can too?
It's like, damn it, I wanted real apples!
I'm sick of eating glass! I hate getting that in my teeth.
It's like, I keep bleeding voxels everywhere. He modded Counter-Strike the fuck out of it. Seriously, what the hell are they drinking?
I believe I've already explained this.
No, like,
yeah.
But is everyone drinking that?
Yes. Let's just say yes. Look at everything in the background there. It's all the same.
Coke, a Hero absinthe.
But some guys were drinking green stuff. Some guys were drinking stuff with balls in it. So I'm just wondering, what does this world run on? Is this like running Windows 7, or is it running like iOS 12? I'm just wondering, do all these programs come coded with like their eyeliner and like mascara, or do they apply that themselves?
I think you're thinking too much about it.
It's kind of my job.
Not really, because you're asking questions that there is no answer to.
Yes, I'm a scientist. I ask questions that I need answers to.
Scientists ask questions that there's no answer to?
Yep. They try to make answers. They know it's on.
What happened to Vista?
And the Daft Punk dude was on. Start playing this kick-ass beat.
I will say this. If that's Daft Punk that's actually in this, then that's one thing that they went a little too far with, and George Lucas did not. He was going to put NSYNC in the Clone Wars, or Attack of the Clones, I mean.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So wait, what just happened? Did that guy turn on him, or...?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna keep punching you. I really do like this song.
Why is he the only one in the world with a gun?
I don't know, because he's Michael Sheen?
Right, and so this giant army that's made by Clue has no fucking weapons as superior to that.
Oh, my arm.
Well, she's a little less hot now.
Asshole!
She still has one good arm.
Yeah, but she's still a freak.
Can't they just reprogram her?
Yeah, you'll see. That was kind of great right there, just like Flynn runs, like Flynn comes in, base drop.
All he has to do is appear, and everyone gets fucked up.
Yes. All he has to do is appear, and all of a sudden everything's dubstep.
Yeah.
That'd be great. What up? That was weird. He was just holding his hands out like he was expecting high fives. Like, hey, bros, give me five. I'm Flynn.
He's doing it right now, too. Nice little Charlie Chaplin in there. Yeah. Fucked up. Oh, he said mannequin. Dude.
He's the dude.
Dude abides.
He's the big Latronsky. He's into frisbee bowling. Like this bowling, yeah.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Where did his hood go?
He put it down.
There's no hood down.
Yeah, it is. It's that light behind. It's a light around his neck.
Yeah, it's still glowing.
Yeah.
There's nothing there though.
It's retractable.
It's right there. I can see it.
There's nothing there.
It looks like a popped collar, not a hood.
It's a popped collar. That is not a hood.
It's a retractable hood.
It's all
there you go.
Like he's currently just wearing a cloak.
Yeah, like what he does is he pulls it up and then it gets to the hood and then he takes it off and pulls it back up just a bit and then snaps back into a collar.
That's what I would call the coolest looking Jedi outfit ever.
Yeah. It's way better than fucking Qui-Gon Jinn.
It makes me want to get the Old Republic MMO.
What is that thing?
What they're on?
No, like what they just passed through.
Oh, I don't know. There has to be some kind of something that has to do with those screens. Because, there's a screen, that they were walking through before.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one just now. And then there's one up by Michael Sheen when he was, laughing, standing above all of them.
Yeah.
There has to be something to it.
Yeah. Because, that's a triple helix of DNA. Might be a triple helix, I don't know.
Triple deluxe?
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. That's essentially how gene therapy works, kids. Yeah, so you can just go into the DNA, work out the infected code, then that becomes a butterfly and it flies away.
And then he blows into it and fixes it.
No, it fixes itself. Like that's kind of how gene therapy works. Like I did like a research paper on zinc finger gene therapy. It's kind of that, like, it would go in, cut out a certain piece of DNA, and the DNA would, like, during the next DNA replication sequence, it would repair itself. Hmm. Yeah, it's digital DNA. But this is just actual finger instead of zinc finger.
Well, now that she got her arm back, I'd actually finger her. Elevator.
Oh, dude, I'm tripping the fuck out, bro.
Mess with my Zen, man. What's Wi-Fi?
I would believe it if Jeff Burgess said that.
Well, of course you can think of it. It doesn't mean he created it.
Well, I would believe anything Jeff Burgess said to me.
I'm Jesus, man. Yeah, sure, Jeff Burgess, you are Jesus.
He can pull off Jesus. This one's not perfect. Look at the hair flip.
There's actually air there. You know, that's one thing we didn't think about. How is he breathing?
Yeah, like, I guess they digitize oxygen, or like they make it so that their bodies run on voxels, or like they run on code instead of oxygen. Something. Like their blood transfer CSS files through their system.
Yeah, could be.
So let's have less bonding and more dubstep fighting.
I like this scene.
Yeah, but the music in this movie isn't dubstep.
I know.
It means much more wobble and much more bass drops. Like, if it was dubstep, it would be like Skrillex in that booth instead of Daft Punk. The code speaks to me. It's like a digital Native American. What up, baby?
Okay, 1,000 cycles, 20 years, so maybe 1,000 cycles equals 20 years? 500 cycles, 10 years?
That is a meme. Like, what he just did, that is a meme.
What do you mean? What was?
Like, when we were saying the disc and that face he was making, that's a meme.
Oh.
It's derp.com. And even they even have, like, fucking digital tiny Hawaiian umbrellas.
Of course. I mean, it's
1989. Now virtual.
Let me guess, it's poison, right?
No.
She was hot.
There was so much time to get out.
Yeah, but
they flew away so far.
Yeah, but they flew away. But you know, like a caster and what's her face, they didn't have a ship to get away from, and the elevator leading up to there was destroyed.
Yeah,
it'd stand a better chance jumping out the window.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really ever show what happens to you if you land on something. Mm. I mean, like, the one guy that killed himself, he hit, like, a fan or something, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if you fall too far in this world, if you, like, just shatter into pieces, or if you just get up and, like, oh, shit, that sucked.
Question is fall damage on?
Yeah. It's like, is fall damage and team kill on?
I mean, this
hold on, he's Zeus. He controls the numbers. He can just turn on no clipping.
Yeah. Yeah, and like even just there, like the slant in her bangs just changed.
Oh, I
you almost said breasts, didn't you?
Nope, I said bangs.
I just heard a purr, and then bangs.
Yeah, the slant in her breast changed. The left one's slightly higher now.
Now they almost look even.
Yeah. They keep changing. Maybe when Flynn fixed her code, it like changed her bangs.
Fixed them.
Yeah. Now it's more severe. God. It's so inconsistent.
Yeah, no one else in this fucking world in this movie has anything crooked. Just her.
The one guy had a crooked face.
She had a crooked body when their arm was cut off.
There's Frizzler.
Have they pointed out in this movie yet that that's Tron?
Well, spoilers.
I mean, no, is it really a spoiler?
That's Tron.
What? You say that?
I said no, they haven't pointed out that that's Tron.
It's adding spoilers.
Is it really a spoiler? Because, like, when I watched the movie, I knew that's exactly who it was.
I didn't.
Really?
Same here. It's just... Some people think of it right off the bat.
Like, point...
Spike Club, I knew, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
Well, like, when he was telling the backstory and they were showing Tron, he was wearing that exact same outfit, just blue lights instead of orange.
Oh, right, yeah, I guess it was. Weird. I guess I didn't notice that. So right now he's hitting up an ISO. Yo, girl, give me that dude. Like, yo, girl, can I have your number?
Let me get your code.
Like, yo, girl, let me into that CSS file.
And why does he look like he's like, yeah, that's right.
That's the whole reason he created this, is to create him a girlfriend.
Yeah. No, like, he didn't create her, though. She just kind of got made.
Oh,
she's taking his word for it. That's the thing.
She's one of the what are they called? IOs?
ISOs.
ISOs.
Yeah. Which is a file type. Like, an ISO is already a file type. You know, see, look at that bitch's bangs. She's yeah, like one. Yeah, like half of her bangs are slanted. The other half is like twice as long.
So I bet the lighting section in the credits is going to be hella long.
Like the music that's going on right now, man, that synthesizer kind of sound, I guess.
Yeah.
It's really 80s to me. You know, it's like one of those things that I really liked about the sci-fi movies of the 80s. Like,
yeah,
you know, like
the synth everything.
Yeah, it's really just, it's nostalgic.
Hmm.
They did a real good job with that, I think.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, They picked great people to like do the soundtrack for this movie.
Yeah. Don't touch his blades. Stay hot.
Don't touch his chakrams. See, your bangs change sides.
Yeah, you're right. That was obviously changed sides.
Like, Tron kicked her so hard in the face that her bangs switched around.
It's like Chuck Norris doesn't need to get a haircut. He just roundhouse kicks his head.
And his hair changes itself automatically.
He roundhouse kicks himself in the head so hard that it scares the hair to change, so it stays in the same coolness that it is.
No, Chuck Norris's hair never changes. It never grows. It never gets cut. That's where the inspiration of the Saiyans came from.
I gotcha.
And that is how you make a Chuck Norris joke.
Technically, Chuck Norris made this world.
Because Chuck Norris allowed Jeff Bridges to live?
Yes.
Yes.
Now the bangs are back to normal.
Yeah.
It's just camera flipping. That's all.
No, I wasn't.
Well, you should do that when you have a character who has crooked bangs.
Oh, we're dumbasses.
Yeah, but they didn't flip anything around. Tron was on her left side. Then the camera turns around. Tron was still on her left side. Her bangs were just backwards.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. If the camera's in front of them.
Screens. It doesn't matter what's behind them. Anything could be behind them. They flipped the camera.
They didn't.
What do you mean flip the camera? Like, I could understand if you were saying, like, they're shooting them, and then the shooting, like, through a mirror, but they're not. They're just shooting them.
They just put it into their program, and they flipped the image.
Sometimes.
But then Tron would... But then Tron would be on the opposite side of her.
Except that that's a separate shot that may not have been set up in the exact same way.
So they went through all that trouble of green-screening her, of masking out her segment of it to flip her around, but then have Tron in the same area... Just for the sake of having her bangs the opposite side of her head.
Yes, they could just have the black floor, right? And then they just flip the camera angle around because they filmed all in the one spot with their camera, but then they're like, oh, we want you on the other side. Crap, that doesn't work. And then they thought people wouldn't notice her bangs. But people did, apparently.
Yeah, but
we do.
Wait, so he was walking along on the side, then they flipped it and decided, oh, we want him on the other side, actually. But get him on the same side.
Let's not spend a huge amount of time talking about this, but that's how it happened. I mean, it's not like her hair changed. They changed her hair in the movie.
They got her a different wig.
I think she's wearing two different wigs in this movie, and it's just because of the editing and how they filmed the movie, it's always just back and forth with it.
Okay, that could be it.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
It's like Tom Cruise's hair in Cocktail. In some parts it's longer than others. And because of the way movies are filmed, not in order of each scene, It just goes back and forth.
Yeah. I'm just wondering something, like, why are all Clues programs wearing lip gloss?
Because they're sexy.
It's like, would you do them? They do them. They do them so hard.
Yeah.
He's kind of like,
also like they're all red.
I'm sorry, but when you see the guy that used to be a kid, his butt looks angry. No, I'm serious.
All right, let's recap here for a second. So he now has Jeff Bridges' disc, and he's going to open up the gate to Earth to bring his army into Earth to take over Earth, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but what's really going to happen is just all the internet flash games and Photoshop and all those programs will then try and kill you as you use them on your computer.
Yeah.
I'm a user too.
Yeah. It's like I'm a user too. Can I just like rewrite the codes of the discs in my hand? That kind of reminds me of Killzone 3.
I don't remember Killzone 3.
There's like the weird orange glass, like weird orange glass, like science boards that are hanging everywhere. There's like numbers and weird symbols bouncing off, jumping off all of them.
I kind of remember what you're talking about. They make funny noises when they fall.
Yeah.
It's like Beaker from the Puppets.
Now they'll get into their evacuation tubes.
I love that look, like in movies with the armies and stuff, you know, just having a bunch of soldiers standing there, just in echelon with each other.
Sorry, he must be Vista.
He's running on Vista, just gotta smack him to get him to work.
He's like, I knew I shouldn't have put that twerp in charge.
Wrestler. Ow, my face.
Thank God my bangs are on the right side to help me.
Yeah.
Oh. Angry bud. God, it looks angry. He must have some intense trips to the bathroom.
The dude returns.
Yes. That's what happens when you disappear from the world in the 80s.
I get it. You said that earlier. That's cute. Yeah.
Oh, it's a callback.
Just a poor one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if it wasn't on his fucking back.
Mm. Yeah, that's a design flaw. Let's talk about a back door. That's another poor design choice. Like having your having the ship you steal automatically recolor itself to be your color.
Yeah.
Where's his disc?
See, he keeps his safely up his ass where no one can steal it. Unlike other Jeff Bridges who just leaves it on his back.
Yeah, but wrestlers and Jeff Bridges.
Someone's gonna get beat.
And see, that Jeff Bridges keeps this on his back too. Yeah, Wrestler.
Ah.
Yeah, the yeah Bruce Boxleitner. So here's something I'm wondering with that. Do they have like individual sticks for like the light jets and the light cycles, or do they just like do them for both?
I think so. I think that has to be the idea.
Light turret.
See, someone else thought of guns.
Yeah, they're on spaceships and in a cane. One yeah. cane. Like, those motherfuckers should all be using them all the time instead of staves.
But they still have, yeah, they still have the light trails.
It's because the light trails are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, it, it's like, and I like how stuff explodes all pixely.
Yeah.
What's this radical, brah?
We need to work together.
Yeah.
See, that was some intense eyesight. I could not see through the other guy's windshield.
Yeah.
I have eyes better than a hawk's.
Oh.
See, if he had actually moved, he would have been able to avoid that.
Instead, like, he put his hands over his face.
You just, like, yaw yourself left or right a bit. Oh, look at that water. Look at that Voxley-ass water.
You know what you need to deal with Clue's army? A whole clan on Minecraft.
Yes.
You know what? I'll say they should have remade the first Tron to look like this, and then made the sequel.
They should have made the first Tron in Minecraft.
I bet someone has.
Well, someone made a version of Star Wars: A New Hope that's completely in letters.
Someone made Halo in Minecraft. Like, actually playable first-person shooter Halo in Minecraft.
Nice.
It was like regular, yeah, regular Slayer match and just boom headshot.
Oh, shit.
Punch it! That always works. Badass.
I assume it was his jet that was kind of making a noise there, but it kind of sounded like the Predator.
You're not rolling enough. We're barreling enough.
Yep.
That was so poor right there.
I liked it.
Really? The fact that just out of nowhere, all of a sudden, now, for no reason, he's like, I fight for the users.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there should have been a bit more build up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should have, but I kind of like it. It was, out of context, I liked it.
I mean, it's okay. It's just like, yeah, there just should have been something else. That was just like, it feels thrown in there at the last minute. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, we got to make him good again.
It should have been leading up to it.
Something, yeah. He looks over like, you bitch.
Yeah. Like, are you a little cunt?
Well, come on and kick your fucking ass.
Yeah. I'm air fight you.
Yeah, with no sound. Yeah, kick to the face. Yeah.
Boot to the head.
That looks so cool.
Yeah. If they had to have, like, this scene happening, like, every once in a while throughout the movie...
What do you mean?
Like that scene that they showed right there, like him, like his armor, like sputtering out and then turning blue again.
Oh.
Like if they had just had like maybe like his knuckle, like the thing is on his knuckles, like every once in a while turning blue for a second or two. Like that leading up to him saying, "I fight for the users."
Just a conversation that he. I mean, it's just out of nowhere for no reason. He just all of a sudden was like, "I fight for the users." Like,
he saw Jeff Bridges.
But he's seen him in the fucking room with the Michael Sheen bar or whatever.
Was? Ressler wasn't there when Jeff Bridges was.
Was it not Tron that fucking snatched the thing off his back with that...
No, the guy who did that got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he saw Jeff Bridges, then realized the error of his ways, then reprogrammed himself.
Jeff Bridges will do that to you.
Yeah.
I guess.
Jeff Bridges can make you change your entire life.
So how did you get there?
He got there through magic.
Light jet.
Yeah.
How did they not see him?
He used the back door.
Yeah.
No, he used God mode.
His hair, like, Clue's hair is reacting really weird. Like, he's reacting a little too much.
Stab it.
No, kick him in the balls.
Couldn't have possibly tried the light disc.
Nope.
So my theory so far is that she's Batman.
No, she'd be Catwoman.
Yeah.
Or Batwoman.
No, I like Catwoman. Stand by Batman.
Well, that's gonna get really. Well, that's gonna get. Yeah. No, Sam Flynn is like Robin.
He's fucking Batman. He's Jeff, Bat Lantern.
Jeff Bridges is Batman.
He's Bat Disc. Bat Tron.
He's Tron Man.
Uh-oh, he has her disc. They fooled Clue.
I guess you could say he had no clue what was going on.
Wackity smackity now.
Step on his fingers.
Hit the rimshot button.
We should get a soundbite of that, so every time someone does something like that in a podcast, we can just throw it in there later.
There's some pretty cool lens flare going on right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not obnoxious. Just the right level of it.
Yes. It's not, yeah, it's like, it's if Michael Bay was good.
They can go back for him, can't they?
If he's not dead. And now recreating that one scene from Tron on the poster.
I don't know why he doesn't do this stuff more often.
Oh god, that is...
That is janky looking.
So he just destroyed the entire Tron universe.
Yep.
So they can't go back for him, I guess.
Nope. It created the singularity.
Oh no, it's an LED.
He's saving the grid into his Nokia smartphone.
And putting it around his neck.
Yeah. Save it on some micro SD card.
Obviously, he didn't learn from having discs on the back.
Well, at least this one's around his neck. And not just.
True.
Yeah, this one's around his neck and not just attached to a thing on his back.
Hopefully, when he gets home, he puts it in a safe or something.
Yeah. God, pagers.
Why?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Pager?
Yeah,
is it still 1989?
No, it's because he's old.
I guess.
Yeah, Bruce Boxleitner is set in his ways.
That means he doesn't like black people.
No, they like black people in the 80s.
No, I'm saying, like, when people, you know, someone's like, has a family member that's racist, be like, oh, they're just set in their ways. My grandfather's just set in his ways, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that double
creep. Like oh, bag.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Know-It-All! Sweet!
It's like, oh, I guess, it's like, oh, I guess that topical cream really did clear up his itch.
There's a bit of nostalgia there.
Yeah.
Seeing that sign. Mm. So you're gonna have to explain to me how she's alive.
Because she's part program, part person.
I sent you back to Earth with this super advanced life form that could change science and completely alter the way we see the world. What are you gonna do with her? Girlfriend!
It's like, I'm gonna
fuck her.
It's like, I'm a fucker.
That is
Donnie needs condom at least, right?
Exactly what he intended. He created that whole world all that time, dedicated 20 years so that he could create the perfect girlfriend for him. Make sure he doesn't catch something
from another. Probably like, I'm sure Jeff Bridges is like, man, I'm such a super nerd. My son's going to be a super nerd. I mean, he's going to get beat up in school, and he's going to be a fucking loser, and he's going to end up turning gay or something. So I better do all this work to make sure he has a hot girl.
Like, better make him some poon.
Yeah.
I'm going to coat him up a right good twat.
That must have been hard to not blink there for her. All that hair in her eyes.
Yeah.
Around, well, like, until she closed.
So the hair's actually digital hair.
Can you see it's just digital?
Yeah, it's just like uncanny valley of hair.
Yeah, like, what is she? I mean, like, in the other world, he still was bleeding, so if she gets her arm cut off now again, does it still digitize?
I don't know.
That'd be cool, though, just... What the fuck?
Oh god, why are there voxels flying out of you? Stephen Lithberger.
Sean Bailey's production.
Yeah, honestly, what does happen if they have a kid?
Then that kid will be one quarter program.
She can't have kids, I mean...
Well, we don't know. Like, there's no Tron 3 where it shows her, like, 10 years later, she's, like, knocked up with, like, three kids and he's off, spending all his time at work.
They have, like, one kid that's, like,
kids. They're floppy disks.
They have one kid that's born on a thumb drive. It's like, all right, so here's what we're going to do. Like, she's pregnant. It's like, I'm not sure if I'm ready to have this baby. All right, so just, like, plugs a, like, USB key into her clit and then just, like, pulls the baby out of it. saves the baby on a USB stick until they're ready to have a kid.
Oh, God.
Eric Barb.
Yeah. There's a music by Daft fucking Punk.
Yeah.
French robots.
Really good music.
Hey, Finn. One letter away from being Flynn.
Yeah, it was so close.
Yeah, but it has to be a Y.
In terms of, like, they're homonyms, okay?
Jeopardies!
It's Jeopardies.
Tron Legacy.
Yeah, that's all it needs. It's like Jeopardies Tron. Fuck Garrett Hedlund.
Sean Bailey production. Wow, we only see this name like three times now.
Yeah. Garrett Hedlund, also known as the new Canada.
Olivia Wilde. See, her last name shouldn't be Wilde. I mean, that's a porn star's last name.
Bruce Bockleitner.
James Frain.
Yeah, that was the dude with the weird face thing.
Oh.
And now for the names we mostly don't give a fuck about.
Michael Sheen, motherfuckers.
Yeah, Bo Garrett was the lady who was with him. Jem, I think her name was.
When I see that Bo Garrett for a second there, I thought it was going to be Bo Bridges. I'm like, where was he at?
he was in like the skin tight onesie and like he was the only one dressed in like he's different. Oh, my back. Yeah, James Frain's character was called Jarvis.
Jarvis. Canadian casting. Oh, a little shout out for you guys over there.
They need
Canadian land.
They need their own specific. It's like, so here's casting, and here's Canadian casting.
Two people. They need two people to cast Canadians.
We need someone that was good at saying A at the end of every sentence.
Well, we Canadians are a lot to handle.
Somebody knows what a toque is.
Yeah. Do you know what a toque is, Shax?
No.
It's a hat. It's one of those like hats we wear in winter.
Yeah, you would call it like a knit cap or a beanie.
Yes, you call it hat. I call it toque. We call it toques.
Why do you call it toque?
Because that's its proper goddamn name.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
It's like French. It's like freedom stick. They're actually called French fries.
Actually, they're called chips.
And, you know, Liberty toast is actually called French toast.
I love that every country out there that they think their way of pronouncing something is the right way, and America's way is just wrong.
Well, America's always wrong. I mean, you're still using the fucking imperial measurement system.
Right, and well, we're still better than every other country out there at everything, mostly war, which is the most important thing. Yeah, we're just the worst at everything.
Nah, like, Canada beat you guys at war.
Really?
Yeah, War of 1812.
1812.
Yeah, we whipped your asses. We burned down the White House.
Okay.
Then you burned down the White House because they burned down the Parliament buildings.
I think your teachers lied to you.
No.
No, the White House did get burned down in the War of 1812.
Yeah, look it up.
Except it wasn't the White House, it was green.
Yes, we burned down the greenhouse.
And oh, so you just rebuilt
it white.
You burned down the plant, or where the plants grow.
Now, the reason the White House was green back then was called all the sicky icky they had in there. Like, back then, drugs were legal.
So many lights and visual effects. Gosh.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to stop my movie here, because it's just credits.
Oh, but we got to watch all the credits.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. Credits are mandatory.
Animators.
Yeah. I mean, I would agree with you, because I hate credits, but...
Lighting artist.
Is that
I told you.
Compositing leads.
Compositors.
Yeah. Compositing leads. All right.
Those are the guys that make the Jeff Bridges face.
Rotoscope and paint artists.
3D integration.
They're so tiny on my screen.
Motion capture.
Special thanks, Vernon R. Wilbert Jr., Lee Cartland,
Richard Schulier Morton.
More compositors.
Digital compositors.
There's some of the. What's your job title on the movie? I'm rigging.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? Oh, I put rigs on stuff.
Hey, that's rig. Otherwise, it goes all Final Destination on you.
I was like, hey, what do you do? I do. It's like, what do you do? I do rigging. So what's that? Oh, I put a gun in my mouth every couple minutes and cry.
More compositors.
FX. Just have guys for FX.
VFX, supervisor.
You know, they had like a list of people. It was like 9 or 12 people. That was just FX.
Well, yeah, I don't understand it. Like, you have compositors like broken out 5 times throughout these fucking credits. Why not put all the compositors together? Put all compositors, all FX.
Video games available from.
Yeah, I've played the game. It's the Neutron game.
Yeah, Tron Evolution.
I played like about 10 minutes of it, and I think I would have enjoyed it more if I would have given it more time. But I wanted a different game from that GameFly, so I traded it in after.
Yeah, I only played one round of Disc Wars at Fan Expo. That was pre-release.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I even got into anything like that. I'm not sure. It's been a while now.
Okay.
Did Tron Legacy, though, push themselves at Fan Expo? Two Fan Expos before, like 2 years before, they had a light cycle there. And then the year before, they had, like, a good, huge chunk of the dealer's room just dedicated to Tron.
And not to mention the huge, like, Tron gate.
Yeah, they had the big gate thing there.
It was huge.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so, well, guys, what do you guys think of the movie?
Good movie. I like it.
Yeah. I like it. That's why I picked it. Okay. That would honestly be a good sequel.
Kitty?
Not too bad.
Okay, cool. So, I guess it's going to do it for the first Let's Watch a Sequel Week. So be sure to come back tomorrow when we'll be watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Hooray.
Yeah, this is Shax's pick.
Thank you, Shax.
That sounds so condescending.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Christmas Vacation's pretty good.
That movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Like,
and you know, it's a good thing we're watching a Christmas movie.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah. I would argue that we should have done all Christmas movies this week, but...
Yeah, but then I have to make you guys watch Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we didn't have to do Sequel Week now.
Hey, you pushed it.
I said we should do it.
You pushed it, dude.
That's what he said, she said. Yes! Oh, goddamn.
Okay. Okay, that joke needs to die. Okay, so
that joke will never die. It got such new life in Anime North.
Yeah. Okay, so like I said, that's gonna do it for this first Let's Watch a Sequel Week. So again, tomorrow, Christmas Vacation. We got Audible, Busted Tees, Spreadshirt, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, at Destro Prods, at DD, at Deadman underscore DD Prods, at Fuck Shacks, at Bobby Wan. Donate to the Rocket Hub, help us out. And so, until tomorrow, I'm Dead.
I'm Bobby Wan.
I'm Ninja Kitty.
I'm Shacks, and Olivia Wilde's hotter with two arms.
As are most women.
We'll see you guys next
time.